This is Tom Rowe with the local news for WGXC for Sunday, November 17th, 2013. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, Facebook pages, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. William J. Kimball in the Daily Freeman attempts to lessen the confusion over a proposed high-wattage electric transmission line that would pass through Greene, Columbia, and other Hudson Valley counties. Quote, "It is clear from the commission's orders that we have two distinct mandates that are going to dictate how we go forward," unquote, said State Administrative Law Judge David Prestemann in the story. Quote, "One is that we find at least 1,000 megawatts in added transfer capability, and two is that we do it really fast," unquote. Kimball reports that so far specific plans for the proposed high-power transmission lines have not been released completely. Kimball writes, quote, "Among plans under consideration are three proposals to add a third 345-kilovolt electric power line that largely follows an existing corridor from Leeds in Greene County through Columbia County and south through the Dutchess County towns of Milan, Clinton, Hyde Park, and Pleasant Valley. A fourth proposal would largely use an existing corridor that runs from Hudson to Kingston and goes south to Ramapo," unquote. You can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Jimmy Vilkind in Capital, New York, reports that a state commission is recommending that New York roll back many tax breaks, including several that benefit online businesses. The 157-page report claims the state misses out on $35 million in revenues by not charging sales tax online and other exemptions such as the clothing exemption on purchases less than $110. According to the report, 23 states are now taxing digital sales such as Netflix and iTunes. Quote, "Sales tax hasn't been updated for how people live," unquote, said Commission Co-Chair Peter Solomon, an investment banker and former Deputy New York City Mayor for Finance and Economic Development. Luggage carts, dry cleaning, Broadway shows, and filming movies would now be taxed under the proposal, which would also expand credits for low-income people. Read the full story in Capital, New York. National Weather Service predicts that Sunday there will be scattered showers, mainly afternoon, cloudy with a high near 55. Sunday night, the showers and thunderstorms are very, very likely with a 90% chance, including possibilities for a thunderstorm after midnight, a low around 54. Monday, chance of thunderstorms before 10 a.m., then a high near 60 as the rest of the day becomes sunny. Monday night, partly cloudy with a low around 32. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 42. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.